Precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Good News Hour is with you once again, and your speaker is Johnny Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and we're thankful for the opportunity of sounding out the gospel bells of freedom. For you know, all who hear and believe the gospel as it is brought to us in the precious holy word of God, it brings deliverance. It does bring freedom from sin, freedom from Satan, and freedom from a lost eternity, and it brings all into living, loving, eternal union with our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course the prospect is that we shall reign with Him forever and forever. Now I hope today to notice two passages of Scripture found in the Gospel by St. John. And these two Scriptures bring before us the Lord's first and last meeting with Peter. And the first meeting is found in the first chapter of St. John, and the last meeting of our blessed Lord with Peter is found in the 21st chapter of St. John. However, it's good to begin with first things first. And so, in this gospel, and I may say the gospel of St. John, you see, it presents to us the love of our Lord Jesus Christ is reaching to the remotest corners of the earth. As a matter of fact, this is the one gospel that tells us, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then further, it has other terms that are equally as comprehensive. And I shall remind you of one found in this very first chapter, and the early part of the first chapter too. In verse 6 it says, "There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe." And oh, I'm so glad for a statement like that. You see, that gives me confidence in my message today. And indeed, it does enlarge my scope. And we can say, Christ for the world and the whole world for Christ. It ought to be our motto. And of course, we are not deceiving ourselves in any sense. We aren't expecting that the entire world will bow at the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, trust Him as Savior, and acknowledge Him as Lord. We know, of course, according to this, to other portions of the Word of God, that He is taking out, and you'll find that in the Acts of the Apostles, He is taking out of the Gentiles a people for His name. And so the body of Christ, the church, purchased with His precious blood, is composed of Jews and Gentiles alike, all who acknowledge, all who own, all who trust our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're going to see now about this first meeting of our Lord with Simon. That's his name, of course, when he was first met by our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you were to turn to St. John chapter 1 and verse 29, you read these words, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." And then we read about him now the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, saith, "Behold the Lamb of God." And of course this time it was not, "Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." That he does do, and he laid the groundwork by his death upon Calvary's cross, and as a result of the death of the Lamb of God, every trace of sin will be taken out of this world, and all eventually will be a righteousness. But of course that will be brought about by our Lord Jesus Christ in his own time and in his own way. And then of course that scripture would be fulfilled, the disciples' prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Now then, let's notice a little about this visit. It says here that when Jesus turned, he saw them following him, that's the two disciples. He says unto them, "What seek ye?" And they say unto him, "Rabbi," which is to say, being interpreted, "Master, where dwellest thou?" And then this is his response. He saith unto them, "Come and see." And they came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And one of the two, and then we get his name, now we get a little closer. One of the two which heard Jesus speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted, the Christ. And you know, it was so grand, that meeting with the blessed Lord Jesus Christ, and it so filled his heart and so filled his soul that he became intensely interested in, surely, the object, the dearest object of his heart's affection, his own kith and kin. And so he brings his brother, and this is the story now that we want to get at in just a little bit. He findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, "We have found the Messiah," which is being interpreted as Christ. And he brought him, that is to say, Andrew brought Simon to Jesus, and when Jesus saw him, he said unto him, "Thou art Simon." Now just one word about that. You know, the word Simon means hearing or hearkening. And I think we have pointed out again and again in our broadcasts to you that names in the Bible usually indicate character and have most significant meanings. And this was particularly so in the Old Testament, and I presume in some degree in the New Testament too. But this man's name, on the occasion when he for the first time met the Lord Jesus Christ, his name was Simon. Now this is his name in nature. This represents the natural man Simon, who contacted our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, that's how everybody meets him. Your first meeting with the Lord Jesus Christ will be that of a natural man or that of a natural woman, because he will meet you in your state of nature. And of course he'll do for you, if you permit him, exactly what he did in the case of Simon. And I repeat, the meaning of the word Simon is hearing or hearkening. And this is most significant. And it's very important to get men and women to hear. No wonder when our Lord Jesus Christ was here upon earth, again and again, when he had messages of real importance, he would say to them, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And then when you come to the last messages by John the Apostle in the Apocalypse and Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the messages to the seven churches or the seven assemblies, there was the appeal for the ear. And there the word was to the overcomer, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And oh, how important it is to hear what God the Lord has to say. And that's what we'd like if we could do today, to get your ears. It's so important. You see, the avenue to the soul is via the ears. You can easily remember and understand the words of our Lord Jesus Christ when he said in St. John 5 and 24, "Verily, verily, or for sure, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death or out of death into life. And then you cannot but think of a passage that's found in the 55th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah, which goes like this: hear, and your soul shall live. Now the Lord would like to reach that soul of yours. He'd like to reach you right today, right at this very moment. And do you know that it's possible, if you were to hear his word today and give it a place in your heart, if you were to embrace the Son by simply hearing and believing, you would become the possessor of nothing less than present salvation, than everlasting life. You see, God has brought to us salvation on the easiest possible terms and, of course, to the greatest possible number. Well, I'm glad to tell you that Andrew was a personal worker par excellence, and he brought his brother Simon to the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, he personally witnessed to his brother Simon, telling him that he had found the Messiah and what it really had meant to him. And he's been in his presence, and you know, if you want to be a competent witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll have to first abide in his presence and then go out from his presence. And I think I can safely say you would succeed in winning some souls for Christ. But now let's just dismiss from the picture for the moment the messenger, that is to say, Andrew, and let's leave now the two together, namely our Lord Jesus Christ and Simon. And let's see what the Lord Jesus Christ has to say to him. Well, this is it. And it says, he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus saw him, he said, thou art Simon. And he knows your name, he knows all about you. And it's just as if he would say to you, you're a sinner. And you need to hear, you need to hearken. Listen to what I have to say. And if you do, if you hear, your soul would live. He says to him further, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, and which is by interpretation a stone. Oh, I thank God for that precious word. You see, his entire character was changed that day. He became a living stone. Now, it's very interesting to remember that Simon, who became Peter, who became a little stone in the building that's still in process. Yes, every day a man or a woman, every time a person hears that gospel, and should that person receive the gospel, receive the Son of God, and make Christ his own personal Savior, that person becomes a stone, changed immediately, and put into the building. Yes, I say, into that building composed of living stones and living stones alone. Oh, I wish I could say more about it. And I'd just like to remind you, you know, sometimes you hear people say, well, I think there are hypocrites in every church. Not so in the church which he has purchased with his blood. Everyone who hears him, who believes him, becomes a living stone. It's our Lord Jesus Christ that makes this great transformation and puts that soul into the church he has purchased with his own blood. If you'd receive him today, doesn't make any difference what your past or present is, you would become instantaneously a living stone and ready for the glory land. Now, we'd like to say more about this and hope to do so. But drop a line to this address, Good News Hour, care of the station to which you're listening, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas.